What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect. Your stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And today, Joey Chestnut just set the Olive Burger Eating Championship of the World, as best I can tell. Pre-game ceremony, pre-game champion in the competition between the local Lansing Olive Burger Eating Champion and Joey Chestnut, the number one eater in the world. And now we're ready for baseball. Game three of a six-game set. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps against the Lansing Lugnuts. Although the Lugnuts have special uniforms here today, they will be playing as the Lansing Olive Burgers. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. I'll be joined by Adam Jackson in just a moment. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps wearing their customary browns, the brown and gold of the San Diego Padres for the theme. They'll lead off with the center fielder Jacob Marcy, batting second, catcher Ethan Salas. Hitting third, second baseman Nerwillian Cedeno. Batting fourth, the DH Graham Pauly cleans up. Hitting fifth at first base, it's Nathan Martorella. Batting sixth, it's third baseman Lucas Dunn. Hitting seventh in left field, Albert Fabian. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Kervin Pichardo. And then rounding off the order, the number nine hitter is the right fielder, Joshua Mears. That's Marcy, Salas, Cedeno, Pauly, Martorella, Dunn, Fabian, Pichardo, and Mears. And they support the Fort Wayne starting pitcher today, Victor Lizarraga, a 19-year-old right-hander out of Tijuana. He is one of a couple of teenagers on this Fort Wayne Tin Caps squad. We saw the 19-year-old Robbie Snelling pitching the series opener. But today we get to see the 19-year-old Lizarraga with the 17-year-old Ethan Salas as the starting battery for Fort Wayne. The old teenage battery here in the High A Midwest League. And it has to have been a very long time since it was a teenage battery in High A baseball. For the Lansing Lugnuts, the starting lineup features Danny Bautista Jr. leading off and playing first base. Batting second, the shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Hitting third, catcher Daniel Susak. Batting fourth, second baseman Brendan Malone. Center fielder Junior Perez bats fifth. Hitting sixth and right field, it's Colby Thomas. Batting seventh, the left fielder Clark Elliott. Hitting eighth and third base, it's Aribiel Angeles. Then rounding off the Lugnuts order, DHing, TJ Schofield-Sam. That's Bautista Jr., Wilson, Susak, Malone, Perez, Thomas, Elliott, Anales, Schofield, Sam. It does occur to me, speaking of teenage batteries, that the Quad Cities River Bandits have a number of 19-year-olds. They might have gotten there with their 19-year-old catcher, Carter Jensen. But there's nothing like the combined age of 36 for the 19-year-old Lizarraga and the 17-year-old Ethan Salas for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Coming into play today, 22-16, 54-50 overall. Against the Lugnuts at 14-24 and 45-58 for the year. And with that, I'm joined by Adam Jackson, because now it's time to break down the pregame festivities, the undercard, as it were, featuring the number one champion of eating in the world and maybe in world history. Adam, your thoughts on seeing Joey Chestnut in person?
Can you hear me? Yes. Here we go. Wow. There was a lot of mayonnaise flying down there. On the shorts, on the shirt, on the shoes. There was a couple of gags. I was in the throw-up firing zone, but none came out. And, wow, that man can eat. Both those guys down there. We had the Olive Burger champion.
Our local Lansing champion.
Yeah, he had, 10 and 10 minutes or so when he won it. And him and Joey, good sports down there. But Mr. Chestnut, that guy can eat.
Are we going to play the game where the table and the Olive Burger's still there?
I mean, why not? It's behind the netting. It's good. I think you should just leave it there for the rest of time.
I think that's a great idea.
In remembrance.
You don't have to keep the Olive Burgers there tomorrow. You could just set new food out every single night and keep that fresh. But Joey Chestnut sat there, set the Olive Burger eating championship of the world. And on that note, the Lansing Lugnuts playing as the Lansing Olive Burgers. And Adam, you were doing your research earlier today.
Yes, indeed. The Olive Burgers have been locally known here in Lansing for a very long time, and actually right down the road is where they started on Washington Square, was the first Olive Burger at Weston's QP Sandwich Shop, which is still open. So if you have interest in going to taste the first ever Olive Burger, it is right downtown Lansing, Michigan. Pretty cool.
How about that? The Lansing Olive Burgers take the field in their wonderful bright green jerseys with, what would you call the color for the sleeves? Bun brown?
Bun brown sounds bountiful.
All right. Fort Wayne on the other side of the brown and the gold. Down to the field. Time for today's national anthem.
We're ready for baseball here at, change this to Olive Burger Park tonight? No, it is still Jackson Field.
The restaurant.
The restaurant works out great. And, yeah, we serve burgers, we serve hot dogs, we serve it all. And good thing, because there is a massive crowd tonight to watch the Lansing Olive Burgers take on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Let's get you those records. The Tin Caps coming in 22-16 in the second half, 54-50 overall. And the Lugnuts, 14-24 in half number two, 45-58. It is game number 104. It is game number 3 of 6 this week between the Lugs and the Caps. And the Lugnuts flashing those Olive Burger bright green unis tonight. And they've got those brownish, maroonish, reddish sleeves and the black caps tonight with the white pants. So it is a beautiful evening for baseball. The sun is out. And we are just short of 80 degrees, getting ready for first pitch coming up in just a couple of minutes with the call of the game, the Olive Burger Master himself, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's talk about the spread. I mean the defense, Adam, in the outfield. Clark Elliott is in left, Junior Perez in center, and in right field, Kobe Thomas. Play ball declared down below. Around the infield, Danny Bautista Jr. is at first base. At second base, Brendan Malone. At the shortstop is Jacob Wilson, with Aury Bielanales at third. The catcher, welcome back from his stint on the injured list, Daniel Susak. The man on the mound, the right-hander from Tucson, Jose Di Cochea, against Marcy, Salas, and Cedeno. Let's get things going. Thoughts on and keys for Jose Di Cochea.
Well, first off, I like the Tucson battery we got going there. One guy went to college there. One guy grew up there.
Bear down.
That's right. For Di Cochea, utilize all four pitches and get ahead of these Padre affiliate hitters.
It is 7:04 p.m. Eastern time. Jose Di Cochea deals. Now the first offering foul tipped into the mid of Susak. Strike one. Underway 1 minute early, even with all the pregame hubbub. Di Cochea was all slated to attend the University of Arizona, but drafted in the eighth round in 2019 and signed by the A's out of high school. Deals. Below the knees, one ball, one strike. Our home plate umpire is the wonderfully named Trevor Patience. The bases umpire is Jack Wasson. Jacob Marcy led off the first game of this series 2 days ago with a home run. Righty deals to lefty. Check swing, off-speed bouncing in on appeal, didn't go. Two balls and one strike on the CMU Chippewa, whom Adam caught up with earlier today. Hitter's count here. Pitch on its way. Ripped to right field, back to the wall. Jacob Marcy has led off his second game in 3 days with a home run. 1-0 Fort Wayne.
Goodness gracious, this guy. He is fired up indeed. What a show he's putting on this week and what a season he's having. Same exact spot he went to the first night. This one had much more launch to it and gets over that 23-foot wall and right.
Home run number 11 for the man wearing number 11.
That's pretty darn good. What a season he's having.
Now the 17-year-old Ethan Salas. He bats left just like Marcy. Shortstop Wilson cheats to his left up the middle. Di Cochea kicks and throws. Low for ball one. And yesterday's Midwest League debut, Ethan Salas was 1-for-5. After a pop out and a fly out, he sparked the 7-run top of the sixth inning with a single right up through the middle. Di Cochea delivers. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes. For Jose Di Cochea, that home run by Marcy was just the second home run that he has served up since moving up to the Midwest League. It is difficult to hit home runs against him. The 2-0. Hit on the air and foul off the left side. When Di Cochea was pitching down in Stockton, he did not allow any home runs through his first 5 appearances. Gave up a homer May 18th against San Jose, then 2 shots against Modesto May 29th. A home run his very first outing here in the Midwest League, nothing since. Called strike 2 to Salas, count is even. Up until Jacob Marcy just took him out.
Jacob, if you could take it easy on us the rest of the series and continue to have a good season after this week, and he didn't listen.
I was about to say, did he lie to you? There's the 2-2. A ground ball right to the first baseman, taken in by Danny Bautista Jr. and to the bag for out number one. Now William Cedeno steps up next against Jose Di Cochea. Di Cochea in appearance number 9, start number 8 for the Lugnuts. 9 appearances, 7 starts for Stockton, and Adam, he really was brilliant. Led the California League, lowest batting average at 163. Switch hitting Cedeno, bats left. 1 out, nobody on, 1-0 Tin Caps. The righty kicks and offers. The breaking ball called a strike across the inside corner. Lovely. Fastball for Di Cochea, we've seen about, 91 to 94 thereabouts. Changeup and breaking ball look great. 0-1. There's the changeup. Popped up left side. Shortstop Wilson over to make the catch right behind third baseman Angeles. 2 outs. Here comes Graham Pauly. Graham Pauly on Monday was named the Midwest League Player of the Week. He was put on MLB Pipeline's Prospect Team of the Week. Since getting called up to Fort Wayne June 29th, he leads the Midwest League in home runs. Yesterday was his 13th, a grand slam. The deal. Fastball at the knees, call this strike. The Duke Blue Devil, drafted by the Padres in the 13th round. Third straight batter that Dico Chea faces from the left side, but he offers. Fastball runs away. One ball, one strike. Adam, his home run yesterday. First pitch from Mitch Myers, a hanging curveball left up, and a grand slam way out to right over Larch. 1-1, change up low, ball two. John Nolan and Derek Deck are the Fort Wayne media crew. In the Fort Wayne game notes, they list since June 29th players who've hit at least 13 homers. That includes major leaguers. The 2-1 curves up and inside. So here's who's done it. Here's who have done it. Are you ready? Graham Pauly, Michael Bush with the Oklahoma City Dodgers in AAA, and the Atlanta Braves' Matt Olson. And that's the list. A 3-1. Head of the air and foul, towering off the left side. Count is full on Pauly, Nathan Martorella to follow. Two outs, nobody on. Marcia leadoff home run against Dico Chea, who then got Salas on a ground out and Cedeno on a pop out. Looks to finish things off. Payoff pitch to the powerful Pauly. On its way. At the knees, strike three called. Side retired. And the first strikeout for Dico Chea. But Jacob Marcy leads off the ball game with a round tripper. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's Fort Wayne 1. Lansing coming up against Victor Lisaraga.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A Jacob Marcy home run has given the Fort Wayne Tin Cats the early lead. 1-0 over the Lansing Olive Burgers today. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Danny Bautista Jr., Jacob Wilson, Daniel Susak coming up to home plate against the righty Victor Lisaraga, 19 years of age. Lisaraga out of Tijuana. Winds and throws to Danny Bautista Jr., high ball one. Yesterday, Danny, 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Righty-righty. That's called the strike of the letters by the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. Lisaraga winds, throws. That stays high, and it's two balls and a strike. It's windy. Can you feel it? Hitters count. Popped up in the infield, Lisaraga points to it, to the right of the mound, he yields. On the first baseman, Martorella catches it in that wind. The wind is gusting from left to right across the field. Didn't seem to drag that pop-up all that far, but it's tugging big time upon the American flag hanging high above the right field wall.
Yes, Jesse, I can feel it. Around 15 mile per hour winds tonight, how about that?
15, huh?
And right out, as you mentioned, to where Jacob Marcy hit it. So you hit it up the right field line. You got a chance.
Here's Jacob Wilson. Fastball up and in. Takes off the helmet. Toss the hair. pick up the helmet. One ball, no strikes.
Well, you do have to have some salad toss with the burgers.
That's a good point. Mm. Need a good side. Open stance for Wilson. Lizarraga's pitch. A bouncing ball hit down toward third. Dunwait's back on it. Grabs. Fires. He's out at first base by half a step. Two down. Here's the Fort Wayne defense, by the way. Lucas Dunn is at third. Kevin Pichardo plays shortstop. At second base, Norwillian Cedeno. And Nathan Martorella is at first with Ethan Salas catching. On the outfield, Albert Fabian is in left. Jacob Marcy in center. Out on right, Joshua Mears. Daniel Susak, welcome back after a week on the injured list. Righty to righty. Up and in again. Breaking ball getting away. One ball and no strikes. Here's the deal. A bouncing ball hit down toward first, off the glove of Martorella. It kicks into right field, and Susak is on. That would have been interesting there, Adam, because Martorella was so far off of his base. Would have turned into a race between Susak and the pitcher, Lizarraga. Official score rules E3.
Yeah, that was going to be a close play if he fields it cleanly, but either way, Susak, as he's done all year, gets on base, and that'll work.
So the batter now, Brendan Malone, who homered yesterday off the MLB rehabber Michel Baez. 1-0 Tin Caps. The pitch off the outside corner. Ball one. Malone's home run yesterday was his fifth since getting called up from single-A Stockton. Righty to righty. High. Two balls and no strikes. Lizarraga has allowed four home runs this year. He has hit five batters. That places him second on the team. The home runs places him tied for first among active Tin Caps pitchers. The deal. On the outside corner, strike called. Adam, do you realize that Fort Wayne's pitchers have allowed 56 home runs this year, and Fort Wayne's hitters have hit 107, 51 more? Marcy contributing. A 2-1. Check swing. Strike two called. Out of third.
Well, that's certainly one of the contributing factors to why they're off to such a great start here in the second half and sit four games up above 500 on the season.
The power of Marcy and Martorella and Graham Pauly. The pitch. Down and away. Count is full on Malone. So Susak will be off and running here with 3-2 and two outs.
And last night, yesterday afternoon,
yes.
I mean, not only home runs, but you got guys on base. That's going to help out as well.
Very well said. Yesterday, a 7-run sixth inning, a grand slam and a 3-run homer. Pauly and Pichardo. Payoff. High for ball four. An error and now a base on balls with two outs. First and second for Junior Perez. Right-hander against right-hander. Victor Lizarraga against a man who, arguably, Adam, I would say, has been the Lugnuts' hottest hitter. Single, triple walk yesterday. Pitch, hang on. Pitch clock infraction. Ball one, Lizarraga.
Well, this is one of those opportunities where you didn't have anything going, but you get a little two-out rally thanks to a mistake, and can you make Fort Wayne pay and answer back the solo shot?
The deal. Breaking ball right in there. Strike call. Junior Perez comes in hitting .238. Game number 90 this year. 19 doubles, one triple, eight blasts. The pitch yanked outside. Two balls, one strike. It's a hitter's count. Adam, the pure force of his swings on the road. Did damage in Quad Cities, did damage in Cedar Rapids. So far in this series, he's 3-for-7 with a couple of walks. That was out of the leadoff spot. Now here he is batting fifth. He swings and misses. And it's two balls and two strikes. Good off speed from Lizarraga. The The runners on the bases are not necessarily burners, but we know that Susak at second is highly aggressive. The 2-2. High for ball three. Colby Thomas is waiting on deck, and another wide one with load the bases for him.
Well, keep putting pressure on him. The point, don't help him out. Don't give anything that's out of the zone, and that's what Perez has done.
Time granted to Junior. This will be an action pitch. Susak will be moving from second. Brendan Malone from first base. They'll get themselves a good head start. Hang on. Okay. I saw the home plate umpire Trevor Patience step around the catcher, and I thought, is there a pitch clock infraction? No. Now we're ready. Lee Cervago dealing the 3-2. On its way. Chopper hit weakly towards short. Pichardo comes in to grab, throws to first. Got him. Side retired. And in the end for the Lugnuts, an error, a walk, but two left and no runs. Fort Wayne brings a 1-0 lead. The second inning from Lansing, Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the second inning from Lansing, Michigan, on Michigan Avenue in between Cedar Street and Large Street downtown. It's 1-0 Fort Wayne leading the Lugnuts on a home run leading off by Jacob Marcy. Right-hander Jose Di Cochea got strike one to Nathan Martorella. Here's the second pitch off the outside corner. Martorella, Dunn, and Fabian. 5-6-7 hitters in the order. Nathan Martorella, the sixth rounder, or fifth rounder, I should say, last year. Takes the changeup low. An appeal did not go. Bases umpire Wasson rejected. Two balls and one strike to the slugging Martorella, one of the Midwest League's most productive hitters all year. DiCochea's pitch, fastball high. If you look up and down the league leaderboard, you'll find Martorella's name a lot. First in the MWL in total bases, tied for first in home runs. It's a 3-1. And it's foul tipped at home. Count is full. Martorella is second in the Midwest League in runs scored. Fourth in the league in walks. Third in the league in base hits. I'm not kidding, Adam. He's got a shot at being the MWL MVP. A payoff is skied up and foul off the left side. Down into the seating bowl, hopping upward. There are different philosophies if you're a fan. There's the fan who ducks and cover. There's another fan who's standing up and hoping that the ball caroms their way. Try it again at 3-2 from DiCochea. Nobody on, nobody out. 1-0 Tin Caps. The pitch. Just a little below the knees from Jose. And Nathan Martorella draws his 67th walk of the year. You know, though, he's still 15 away from the league leader. And the league leader as his teammate, Jacob Marcy. First walk given up by DiCochea. Martorell has 5 steals, twice caught. Nobody out. Lucas Dunn steps in. 1-0 Tin Caps. Righty to righty. Low. Ball 1. Lucas Dunn was 0-for-3 with a walk in the opener and a run scored. And then yesterday, 1-for-3 with a double and a walk and a run scored. Ball 1 offering. Runs inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. This right now is the frustration with Jose DiCochea. It has been locating. Now, last outing, he went 4 innings plus at Cedar Rapids and he walked 5. Allowed 6 runs. Fires. Pop foul. Over to our right. DiCochea in that game, there were a couple of 3-run rallies for the Colonels. And it seemed like he had settled in the 4th inning. But then he faced the first 3 batters in the 5th. They all reached, and they eventually all came around to score. The deal, a ground ball past DiCochea, grabbed by the second baseman, Malone. Phipps, Wilson, 1, over to first, 2-4-6-3. Double play erases Martorella.
Well, there was a little trouble there for Wilson to get the ball out of his glove, but because he's got such strength behind that arm and he can fling it so fast, he made up for it and still was able to get done at first base for the twin killing.
Bring up Albert Fabian. Batting left. There's the pitch. Change up low. Pretty fun, isn't it, for the Lugnuts this entire year. Have led the Midwest League in turning double plays. And then you add to their defense one of the top defenders in the country. 1-0 Tin Caps, the deal. Curveball down and in. It's a peculiar setup at home plate for Fabian. And that from the left side, he sets things up. And then he twists the right foot inward. DiCochea's pitch. A ground ball right side, backhanded by Brennan Malone. Second baseman's throw, in time to first. Side retired. Scoreless frame for DiCochea, who faces the minimum. And we're through 1.5. It's the Lansing Olive Burgers trailing 1-0 to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The last of the second inning, we'll see the Lansing Olive Burgers bringing up Colby Thomas, Clark Elliott, and Avery Villanueles. 6, 7, 8 batters against the squad that over the weekend against the Great Lakes Loons was called the Tenderloiners, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Know a little something about honoring their local cuisine. Victor Lee Sarago winds and throws, and the first offering waved at and missed by Colby Thomas. Strike 1. In the first inning, there was an error and a walk given out by Lee Sarago, but he stranded the runners. He kicks and offers. Breaking ball slides outside. And ball and a strike on Colby. Jacob Marcy's home run leading off the top of the first inning, the only run. The pitch. up and in, and that caught Colby. Oh, awarded first base. Out on the hand. So Lizarraga hits his sixth batter of the year. Came dangerously close to a couple of Lansing batters in the first inning. And first, Colby is checked out. Down the first baseline. Neither of the Lugnuts' two support staff members regularly here, the head athletic trainer, Eric Best, and the sport performance coach, Stephen Thayer. They're both away on break. And so the acting athletic trainer is Nate Brooks, checking him out three quarters of the way up the line.
Colby Thomas hoping that what he checks out is that everything does check out, and he's going to be okay to stay in this game. We saw it so much, seen it so much this year. The Lugnuts have been getting hit, but they have been able to avoid long-term injuries from that, which wasn't the case last year. It's really just good or bad luck, and it looks like Colby's going to stay in the game.
Good to see. Talking with Nate down at first. Now Nate departs, and Clark Elliott steps in from the left side. In yesterday's game, Elliott was 1-for-4 with a double that he lined out to left field. Righty sets. Offers. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Lizarraga has not quite been sharp yet.
No, he's missing the zone a lot. And again, he worked around a couple of potential runners on base in that first inning.
Here it comes. That is called a strike on the outside corner by Patience. You know, patience is a virtue.
It sure is, especially when you got a guy that's not finding the zone as consistently to start this game.
Feels like I'm going to ask you a dad joke. What does a frustrated doctor need? Patience. Pickoff though over to first base, but no tag applied to Colby.
You got any Olive Burger dad jokes?
I was giving tons and tons to Christiana down below. Did you hear me?
I sure did, but the listeners didn't.
Well, were there any that you approved? Here comes the 1-1 from Lizarraga. Off the outside corner. 2-1 on Clark Elliott. Was there any of the jokes that you heard that you relished?
Yes, well done. What did Leia say to Han that one time?
Well, I know that he said, I know. This pitch bounces in and away from home plate. Away to second base. Rushes Colby Thomas. Ball is retrieved by Ethan Salas. Wild pitch for Victor Lizarraga. Here around Lansing, we say hashtag love Lansing. She said,
all of you.
Nobody out. Runner in scoring position. Aribel Anales waits on deck. Elliott batting seventh in the order. 3-1, up high, ball four. Second batter walked in as many innings by Lizarraga. First two are aboard with nobody out in the bottom of the second. Here comes Aribel Anales. Adam, by the way, while you were down there checking out Joey Chestnut, did you have a chance to get a word with him post-competition interview?
I did not. He was, I think he needed some time to collect his thoughts after that.
Anales lays down a bunt right back to Lizarraga. He gets the out over at first base. Martorella, first baseman, staying right at his bag. Sacrifice works out. Elliott to second, Thomas to third.
First he had to get a couple towels. I think he had waters down there to make sure he could, just digest everything that just had taken place.
When we talk about the greatest of all time and what they do, I think we might have had a goat here in the ballpark today. And now he's doing a meet and greet with the fans.
There's no might have. Yeah. We do.
TJ Schofield Sam takes a called strike on the outside corner.
I mean, you should have... You did hear the cheer when he popped up onto the dugout and when he walked out onto the field for the first time. The fans, they love him down there.
Legend. American hero. Strike one toss to Schofield Sam batting left. On its way. Swing and a miss at the height. Shedder. could just do food references the whole way. You know, that Joey Chestnut, he's no hot dog.
Ah.
We do have, here at the press box, as media food, as staff food, you better believe there are hot dogs. And it's $1 hot dogs down below on the Scores Light Thirsty Thursday. 1-0 Caps, the pitch. Breaking ball around the outside corner. 1-2 two strikes in Schofield Sam.
I think we need some olive burgers around the ballpark for tonight, though.
It truly is a Lansing Facts night.
We'll make sure that trivia tonight is Lansing Facts Incorporated for you.
Here's the 1-2. Up high. Joey Chestnut, out of San Jose State University, hailing from Westfield, Indiana, weight 230 pounds, emerging to defeat Kobayashi in 2007 and bring the mustard yellow belt back to the U.S. He brought the mustard yellow belt here. Schofield Sam grounds the pitch foul in front of the on-deck hitter, Batista Jr. Joey Chestnut, undefeated from 2007 through 2014. Dethroned in 2015, came right back, won it again in 2016. According to Major League Eating, quote-unquote, greatest eater in history. The pitch, batted in. Cab is full after starting nothing at two on Schofield Sam. I believe that he has 16 Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest Championships. Legend, icon. A payoff. Up and caught the bat or the hand. It caught the hand. And Schofield Sam is sent down to first base by umpire Patience. Fort Wayne is going to argue this. Manager Jonathan Matthews quickly out. Pitcher Lisa Raga, catcher Salas, they all are talking with the home plate umpire Patience. And he's going to ask the bases umpire Wasson for some help here.
And he's going to ask Fort Wayne to give him some patience. Yes. Let him just check in, absolutely.
It's one of those dangerous sort of pitches because you're catching the fingers and you're catching the bat handle all at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone's going to be unhappy here, whether they change it or keep the call the same.
This is where I think Fort Wayne is arguing based upon their collective hearing, right? They're saying, we heard it. It sounded like the crack of the bat. And after the umpiring conference, T.J. Schofield Sam is awarded first base, second HBP of the frame for Lisa Raga. Base is loaded with one out for the Lansing Olive Burgers, turning things over. Main course time, Danny Batista Jr.
Not much of an argument from Jonathan Matthews, the manager there, after they made the decision. So I think he just wanted to check, make sure, and feels that they did that. And he got it, made the call.
Olive Burgers trail 1-0. Runner at every bag, one out. Righty to righty. Ground ball chopped foul, wide of third. Strike one.
Well, if you don't score in that first inning with runners on, this is a must-have right now. You got to get something in here with the bases loaded and only one out and the top of the order up.
Lizarraga gets his sign from Salas. Here it is. Fouled back under the screen. He was out in front.
I remember on Tuesday night, Jesse, they had this same thing. Bases loaded, one out, didn't get any runs in, and that, it seemed like, came back to cost them in that first loss of the series.
You said it. Schofield, Sam, Elliott, and Thomas, first to second to third. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. Keep in mind that Victor Lizarraga got in front of Schofield, Sam. Strike one, strike two. And then went ball one, ball two, ball three, HBP. Went strike one, strike two to Batista Jr. 1-2 pitch. Up and inside. Ball two.
And the good news for the Nuts, this guy does not strike out very often. So if you're looking at a guy that's got two strikes on him in a pivotal situation where you need the ball put in play, you would argue this is one of the best guys to have up.
Yesterday, a grand slam for Graham Pauly of Fort Wayne. Today, Batista Jr. fouls the pitch out of play to the right. Stays up there at 2-2. Shadows have engulfed the left fielder, Fabian. Meanwhile, the center fielder, Marcy, is playing in the sunlight in between the shadow of the video board and the shadow of the center field wall. Video board stretching out to hit the right fielder, Mears. Batista Jr. grounds to short. Pichardo comes in, throws to first base for the out. Martorella battling the sun setting in his eyes. Thomas scores. Elliott to third. Schofield Tam to second. RBI ground out. Danny Bautista Jr. And the game is tied up 1-1.
Productive. You had to get something. He fought it off, put it in play, hit it slow enough where you could only get one. And now a chance to take the lead. But that's well done there to put that ball in play and get a run in.
Now Jacob Wilson. Two outs, runners at second and third. Pitch in there. Called strike one.
This is another guy. Doesn't strike out much. Usually puts it in play, but they need a productive bat from him to try and get that first RBI or two drawn in.
Lisaraga kicks and deals. Line drive, right field. Joshua Mears backs up. Now comes in to make the catch, and the inning is over. Lugnut score one on the two hit batters, the one walk, and two runners left in scoring position. Olive Burgers have tied up the Tin Caps at 1-1, going to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return to Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
It's a packed house tonight. Hello there from Jackson Field, August 10, 2023. A thirsty Thursday, a Lansing Facts night, and an Olive Burger tribute night with the Lansing Lugnuts wearing Terry Alipart-themed Olive Burger uniforms. And we're tied at one apiece, all square after the first couple of main course innings, and we're off to the third. First pitch from Jose DiCochea. That's outside, ball one. Kervin Pichardo leads off this third inning. 231 average. He's hit four home runs, 23 driven in. Sun's still out in full force. And the diamond tonight, righty on righty, the pitch. Kick back off the netting. One ball, one strike. Color rush uniforms tonight for both squads, with Lansing wearing those bright, almost evergreen uniforms, while the Tin Caps are in the Padre-themed unis with the brown and then the gold across the chest. It says Tin Caps, the gold numbers on the back. 1-1 pitch. Breaks inside. 2-1. And it is a perfect night for baseball. Boy, we have gotten so lucky with great weather throughout this season. And it's continued through June, July, and now into August, just short of 80 degrees. 2-1. Hard hit foul, third base side. The wind keeping it pleasant as well. It's 13 to 15 mile an hour gusts out towards right field. The shadows have started to take over in the left corner of the outfield and deepest center, and then in at spots around third base. Rest of the diamond in the sun. 2-2. Right across the heart of the plate, called strike three. DiCochea went to the fastball, and he gets his second punch out. Kervin Pichardo just wasn't expecting that pitch. And so there's the first out of this third inning, tied at one. Base is clear, and here comes the nine-hitter, Joshua Mears. Final man to bat for the first time tonight. The Padres' high-A affiliate, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Mears playing in his 60th game. He struggled, just batting over .150. Pitch home. Hard hit. Out to left field. Foul. Just over the Fort Wayne dugout and bullpen area down there. Mears has got that great power, though. That's what's his weapon. 8 home runs. Knocked in 27. 9 doubles. Pitch. A little bit low. 1-2. And we were talking about it the opening night of this series, that Joshua Mears sent one over 500 feet out to the outfield lofts last year here in Jackson Field. 1-2 pitch. Down low, 2-2. Today, the home run, though, from the man on deck. That's Jacob Marcy. His second game in 3 nights. Leading off with a home run. Hit it on Tuesday in their victory. 2-2. Outside corner called strike 3. Back-to-back looking strikeouts on the fastball from Deco Chea. So give him 3. He got Paulie, Pichardo, and now Mears. And now here is the man that took him deep in that first at-bat, Jacob Marcy. Former Central Michigan Chippewa digging into the box. Ready on lefty to pitch. Inside corner, called strike 1. Infield playing straight up outside of Angeles, who's even with the bag at third base. Rest of the infield deep, playing for the lefty to pull. 0-1 pitch. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. 2-2. I was texting with Jacob's college coach, Jordan Bischel, who was at Central Michigan and now has taken over at Cincinnati, and he said the biggest thing that separates Marcy and why he thinks he's going to make it and get to the big leagues is his work ethic is incredible. 0-2 pitch. That's outside. 1-2. And Jordan is a big teacher coming from Northwood, then to CMU, to now Cincinnati, of getting on base, drawing walks, and swinging within the strike zone, all facets of Marcy's game. Pitch. That's up high. 2-2. And he has showcased that this week. First night, reached 4 times, 3 hits, walk, home run, and a home run to lead off tonight. 2-2 pitch. Pitch clock violation. It was a breaking ball that was in for a strike. Marcy had stood back up because he saw that it looked like the clock had gone off. He's having a laugh there with Daniel Susak. So it is now 3-2. Deco Chea was shaking his head. He couldn't believe the call. 3-2 pitch. That's a little bit low, ball 4. He just missed. And Deco Chea with some words for home plate umpire Trevor Patience. He thought that was potentially strike 3 after he thought he got the punch out the pitch before. But instead, Marcy reaches again. And now it'll bring up Ethan Salas, the youngster, playing in his second game with the Tin Caps, just 17 years old. 1-1 our score. We're in the top of the third. 1-2. The pitch. Outside. 1. The youngest player for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Ethan Salas, out of Kissimmee, Florida, June 1st, 2006. The pitch. That's outside of the zone. Throw down to second, though. Late, as Jacob Wilson can't make the tag in time on Marcy, and he swiped the bag. .38 swipes and 47 tries this year for Jacob Marcy. So he gets on base and he gets into scoring position. Now Fort Wayne trying to retake the lead. 2-0 pitch. That's down low inside. Good block by Daniel Susak. His first night back after a shortened stint on the IL. Pitch home. Hard hit out to right field, and it's down for a base hit. Around third, Marcy gets the wave. The throw from right field is up the line. Over to second, Salas goes. The throw in time as Wilson puts the tag down. So there's the first RBI for the youngster, Ethan Salas, but he tries to extend it to two on the throw, and he gets thrown out. Fort Wayne takes the lead. They're up 2-1. We head to the last of the third right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the third, we roll on the Lansing Olive Burgers and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Tonight on Olive Burger Night, this Thursday, August 10th, 2023. And it's Fort Wayne that just has recaptured the lead. They're up 2-1 thanks to the RBI single from Ethan Salas. How about that? The 17-year-old fresh up into the league with his second hit and his first ever driven in with the high A Fort Wayne Tin Caps. I think he's going to remember that one. He did get thrown out trying to head to second on the throw, but he has given Fort Wayne the lead. And now we say welcome back to Daniel Susak. Been on the IL since August 2nd. Here's the first pitch home to him. Comes in tight, ball one. Susak has had such a tremendous season offensively. 300 average, pitch home. That's too tall, two balls, no strikes. OBP sitting at 360, 784 OPS. The pitch, that's in there, letter high, strike one. Susak with 92 hits, 17 doubles, 5 triples, and 4 home runs. The pitch. Slider low and outside, 3-1. And again, right when their offense was clicking, went on to the IL. But again, just a few days, back on August 2nd, and here we are 8 days later, he's back. Pitch home. Bouncer foul off his back foot, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. And then top the league in average and hits. It's been so consistent throughout this season. Got off to a little bit of a slower start, but again, then started to pick it up. Getting multiple hit games back to back and going on base streaks. 3-2. Bouncing ball off the edge of the bat towards short. Scooped up by Pichardo. Throw to first. And a low grab by Martorella. And there's the first out. May have been a crack in that bat there, too, as it's recovered up the first base side, but one down in this third inning.
Adam, I think that ball took a nice hop for the shortstop Pichardo. Hit the mat, and instead of continuing right up through the middle of the infield, it took that little bit of a veer right at him.
Perfect angle off that mound.
Yes.
The pitch home. Up high outside, it's Brennan Malone that steps up. Malone batting just up over 200, 5 home runs now after yesterday, 13 driven in. The pitch, shot foul, up towards the suites. Look out. I've got some reconnaissance going on downstairs to give me an update on the crowd. 1-1 pitch. It's inside, down low, 2-1. My buddy's down there and texted up and said, you know, the lines are, they're pretty long down here for beverages. Pitch home. It's outside. 3 balls and a strike. It is jam-packed tonight. Beautiful weather. Olive Burger night. Lansing Facts night. And Joey Chestnut the world's greatest eater, all in town. 3-1. Up high, ball four, and Malone has drawn his second walk tonight. So Victor Lizarraga has walked now three batters, Malone twice, and Elliott. This has got some July 4 feel to it, yes, with these lines and the concourse being jam-packed. Junior Perez steps in from the right side, 2-1 Tin Caps. First pitch zings in on the outside corner, strike one.
Historically, this is what Thirsty Thursdays in Lansing are all about.
It's a great scene. And great deals as well to come out on the Thirsty Thursday. Righty on righty. Pitch home. Down low. One ball, one strike. I mean, in terms of feeling good about what you're consuming tonight, it's all positive after you watch a man take down 18 Olive Burgers drenched in mayonnaise in 5 minutes. You can go get whatever you want and feel okay about it. The pitch home. Hard hit out to left center field. That ball dropping and up the gap towards the wall. Around second, here comes Malone. It's picked up and thrown in by Marcy. The wave around to Malone. The ball gets away from the cutoff man. He's in to score, and Perez scoots his way to third. RBI double, and we're tied at two.
Well, this is what Junior Perez has been doing. They drilled it right up the gap, Adam, and then the aggressive send by Craig Conklin all works out because the ball wasn't handled by the cutoff man. So not only do you get Brendan Malone in, but you get another base for Junior Perez. He has been the igniter.
Yes, he has, and we have been waiting again. When he showed us that stint of greatness earlier this year, and then he had gone back to struggling, the strikeouts were up, now he's revered back to it. He has sparked this Lugnut offense. Infield drawn in for the Tin Caps. Lansing trying to take their first lead of the night. Here's Colby Thomas with one out. The pitch. Shot foul up into the blue skies. Out of play. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the third. And again, when Lansing gets behind, if they're going to win that game, they usually are best served scoring right after they give up the run. The pitch home. Way up and outside. One ball, one strike. And they've done it twice tonight. They gave up the leadoff homer in the first. They get a run to tie in the second. They give up a run here in the top of the third and get one back in the bottom of the third. Now trying to grab the lead. 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball hit third base side. It's fair. Staying is Perez. Dunn holds him. Throws over to first and safe the call because it was bobbled by Martorella. He got a tough short hop and then was backing up because he couldn't see it because of the sun. So they're at first and third with still one out. That is just a really difficult play for Martorella to try and handle.
He was so good earlier in the game on the balls and the throws with him staring into the sun. And this one, Adam, I think Lucas Dunn tried to keep that throw low to help him out and still right into the setting sun.
And I think he's basically trying that bounce pass we've seen, so you want to hop it about three-quarters of the way. The ball was a little bit too close to Martorella, and it kind of snuck up on him and made for a difficult reaction.
Watch for Colby running.
A pitch down low to Clark Elliott, ball one. And you got Colby Thomas with great speed at first. You got Junior Perez with great speed at third. They are going to go error on Lucas Dunn there as Colby Thomas was able to get there. The pitch. That nips the outside corner. Strike one. 2-2, bottom three. Lansing and Fort Wayne. Game 3 of 6. Tin Caps have taken the first two. The Olive Burgers tonight in their themed unis. Trying to get the third. 1-1 pitch. That's up high outside. Here's another guy with great speed. I mean, look at this. You get Perez. You've got Thomas, and then if you get Elliott on, who walked in his first at-bat, you've got speed all over the bases. Aribian Angeles is on deck. 2-1. Outside.
That, to my mind, means with Daniel Susak newly activated from the injured list, this is a fascinating Lugnut starting lineup.
And the offense has not been the problem. There's been moments where it's left them, but typically their offense has started to carry them lately with how many great bats they have. 3-1. Ooh, high strike two called right up there at the top of the letters where it says Olive Burgers across the chest. And a little burger with a cap on it with an olive shooting out. I believe, what is that, mayonnaise or mustard?
The burger's hitting the olive.
Okay. 3-2 pitch. There's ball four. It's up high to Clark Elliott. And there you go. All the speed on the bases. Perez at third. Thomas at second. And Elliott, just like Malone, has now walked for a second time. So second time in this game, the bases are loaded. Arebiel Angeles set to come to the plate. We're tied at two. Massive moment in this game. And it draws a visit from the Fort Wayne pitching coach, Carlos Chavez.
By the way, that's now three walks drawn by Clark in this series. He is starting to really start to feel himself, if you know what I mean. This is getting to be the igniting Clark Elliott we expected.
I don't know what you saw from him on the road, Jesse, but I started to notice that a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
that he was taking more pitches out of the zone and wasn't extending the zone, and he started to square away at pitches in the zone, and better results have occurred.
Without a doubt. How about the fact that the Lugnuts only have one base hit so far against Lizarraga, and yet he could not be long for this game if things continue to go sideways on him. Ethan Routs in the sidewinder warming up for the Tin Caps.
66 pitches for Lizarraga and only 31 in the zone. But we're still tied at two. Bases loaded with Nuts. The pitch home. Hard hit out to left field. Fabian is going back towards the track. Looks up, and that ball is gone! The first grand slam of the year comes on an Olive Burger night. Number six for Angeles, and a 6-2 lead. The first Lansing Grand Slam since September of last year. Nearly a full year, and Angeles gets it.
Against his old team. He was a Fort Wayne Tin Cap 2 years ago. He feels grand today.
Just after Fort Wayne had the Grand Slam last night. The pitch, that's in there on the outside corner, strike one. And let me just give a slumping shout out to Nick Bertoia. The pitch, I hopper over towards first, it's fair. In the outfield grass, Martorella over to first, and safe the call, he got it there late to Lizarraga. Lizarraga doesn't like the call from Jack Wazin. And he's arguing with them. And also, here comes the manager, Jonathan Matthews, to sprint out there as well. They have been frustrated with a couple of calls tonight. And this one, Matthews out there a little bit longer, arguing with the bases umpire. Right between first and second, pointing, and he frustratingly walks away, disappointed. By the way, the Bertoia shout-out, he's in the ticket staff. He gives Jesse and I a home run prediction for Lansing each night for home games, and he had been slumping. He couldn't figure it out. He had been close a number of times. He said before the game, Arebiel Angeles gets his sixth tonight, and he was right, and it came in grand fashion. The pitch home. On the ground towards short, could be two. Pichardo to his left, underhand flip to second, back to first in plenty of time. A double play turn, 6-4-3. But a home run hit to left field turns into a four-runner, a grand slam. 6-2, Lansing leads after three here at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, we are feeling grand indeed on Olive Burger Night here at Jackson Field on a thirsty Thursday. Aurebio Anjale smashes the first Lugnut Grand Slam of the year, 6-2 Lansing. We start the top of the fourth. Ready on lefty, first pitch. Shoots in a little bit low, ball one to Nwillian Cedeno. 3-4 and 5 coming up, Cedeno, Pauly, and Martorella. Pitch home. Kicked foul off his foot. One ball, one strike. And Cedeno is now down. Oh, wow. He went down quickly and all the way down on his front side, sprawled across the field there. He stood up for a moment. It was almost like a later reaction as now the athletic trainer comes out to check him out, and he's grabbing that right leg where he's got the ankle guard on. It really kind of came out of nowhere, almost like a delayed fall off the right field side, one of those where the injury doesn't potentially quite, you don't quite feel it right away, and then it starts to kick in. So he's getting checked up. He's now made his way to a sitting up position. And he gets helped up as he's hobbling on that right foot. And he's that leadoff man here in this fourth inning. Lansing in front, 6-2. Lansing just 3 hits so far tonight, but 1, a home run and a grand slam. I think this could also, he's restrapping, by the way, his ankle guard. Trying to get readjusted. That's Nwillian Cedeno. You know, Jesse, sometimes we have people that come to the ballpark every night just like us, and they just present us with great stats. And we got a great stat tonight before this game from a longtime scorer here at the Lugnuts, Tim. And he said, I've got your trivia question for tonight. And I said, okay. Said July 8th. Pitch home. Hard hit through the hole right side past the diving second baseman Malone into right field. And there's a base hit for Cedeno. So he bounces right back from the injury. And there's one on with nobody out. Lansing in front 6-2 in the top of the fourth. So we said backwards question tonight, July 8th. What was the last thing that happened on July 8th? And then he gave us a hint, and he said Caden Trinkle was involved. And Jesse and I were stumped. Couldn't figure out what the answer to Mr. Zico's question was. Here's Graham Pauly from the left side. The pitch, that's a little bit low. Ball one. Well, Lansing has not hit a ton of home runs this year. That was number 66 for Anjales. We mentioned it was their first Grand Slam. July 8th was the last time they hit a home run that wasn't a solo shot. Pitch, that's in there, strike one. So how about that? We've talked about it throughout this year that there have been a lot of solo home runs from the Nuts, and they had started to stack up. That all came to an end, though, a half inning ago. 1-1. Check swing half-heartedly up in the zone, 1-2 on Pauly.
The second that Tim gave us that trivia question, I thought, oh, that's changing tonight. The second he asked us.
Deco Chance, 1-2. It's outside. Funny how that happens, isn't it?
Victor Lisaraga just got caught in the middle.
He sure did.
Do you notice, by the way, the image on the video board for Graham Pauly?
I sure do.
Pauly won a Graham cracker.
Pitch. Inside and low. Pauly won a cracker. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He does, by the way, he's fitted well. He's got the tin cap hat on with the Graham cracker in his beak. Got to keep it classy, right? The pitch. Hard hit past the lunging glove of Bautista into right field. Around second, Cedeno heading to third. The throw is into Malone at second. They're at the corners with nobody out. And here comes Fort Wayne right after the grand slam from Lansing in the top half of the fourth with runners at the corners. Some hard hit balls to the right side from a couple of left-handed swingers. Cedeno, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. And then Pauly moments ago. And here comes Nathan Martorella. I think we could change his name to Nathan Martorellish tonight.
I was thinking mozzarella.
I like that too. You said you like mozzarella on your burger, right?
That takes us out of the land of kosherness.
Does it? I didn't realize that.
So
okay.
You can have...
Even if it's kosher meat, you can't have the mozzarella with it.
I can't mix my dairy and meat. So I go ketchup on my burger.
Okay. But then maybe a side of mozzarella sticks.
Separate meals.
Okay. I'm learning here.
For you, what makes up an ideal burger?
I'm a cheddar cheese guy. Can go onions, medium done, some lettuce, and that's it. Nothing too fancy. Not an olive guy either. Here's Nathan Martorella. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one.
I'm a big time green olive guy on my salad. Need green olives with my salad. Aside from that, I'm good.
You had that on your salad earlier tonight.
You saw it.
1-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one. I admitted this earlier in the week, but being a Lansing native and the olive burger starting here in Lansing, I admittedly have never had an olive burger, so I need to change that. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased it out of the zone. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
There was a great trick question asked by the Lansing Facts guys in between innings. Did you see? What does A&W claim was invented in Lansing? The answer, not the olive burger, the bacon cheeseburger.
1-2. Popped out to right field, down the line. Colby Thomas giving chase, runs out of room. It is gone, but foul as it bounces off the concourse and across Larch Street into the Paramount Coffee parking lot.
There you see the pure strength of Martorella.
Bacon cheeseburger, much more up my alley. That's the go-to right there. Was there... So
Lansing original.
That is a Lansing original. 1-2. Hard hit out to right field. This is trouble. Heading towards the wall, and it's off the BWL sign into right. One run comes in to score. Into second goes Martorella. It's an RBI double, and it's 6-3 Lansing.
That's a case of being saved by the ballpark. I think that ball is gone in other Midwest League facilities. But because the wall rises up 23 feet tall in the corner, it kept it in.
And you wonder if this might be the end of Jose DiCochea, because that's 3 hits, pretty well struck, all 3 of them. Balls pulled by left-handed swingers in Cedeno, Pauly, and now Martorella. And they've now got the tying run at the plate in Lucas Dunn in a 6-3 wild game so far. Not olive burger night. Didn't expect anything else. Here's Lucas Dunn. The pitch. Hit high out to left center field. Elliott to his left. Perez coming to his right. It's Elliott makes the catch. This will score a run as Elliott gets it into third. In is Pauly. It's a sack fly for Dunn. 6-4 Lansing leads. So that the first out of this fourth inning. So, you're telling me that we have both the Olive Burger and the Bacon Cheeseburger claimed here in Lansing?
Yes, we do.
And we chose to have Olive Burger Night over Bacon Cheeseburger Night?
Next year, Adam.
The pitch. That's inside.
Feels like it should be a doubleheader.
Yeah, a double patty, I think you'd call it. Albert Fabian to the plate. The 1-0. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. I'm getting booed from the production room. All right, hold on. Show of hands. Would you rather have an Olive Burger or a Bacon Cheeseburger? Olive Burger? There's one vote for... No, exactly. We love Olive Burgers, but, I mean, it's bacon. Come on now.
You antagonize people constantly.
The pitch? That's popped up. Out of play. 2-1. I do, don't I?
Yes.
It's a flaw.
You just walk around going, now how can I poke this bear? This bear looks like it could use a good poking.
I like to spice things up, Jesse. Not on my burger, just in my life. 2-1 pitch. On the ground over towards second. Gloved in shallow right by Malone. Turns, throws back to first in time as Bautista takes it just off the cut of the dirt. There's two outs. Martorella advances to third. 6-4, Nuts lead still here in this fourth inning. So Olive Burgers have that sauce on it, the mayonnaise, or I've also seen Olive Burgers considered just a burger with olives. A couple different types, but I've tried neither. I don't know.
That's how it gets controversial. That's how it gets, which restaurant do you go to for your Olive Burger?
Correct. Now, we're going to go more for the Olive Burger sauce when it comes to our trivia question in the bottom of the fourth, so stay tuned. Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one to Kervin Pichardo. Seems like a big moment in this game, Jesse. 6-4, you just got the lead with the grand slam and five runs scored. You have a chance to keep a two-run lead, but a runner at third base and two outs. 1-0 pitch. Shot foul inward on the bat as that heads up to the concourse area. One ball, one strike.
I also think that Jack Owen is ready in the bullpen. So if Jose Dicoche can get out number three, that would likely be his final pitch.
Now trying to get through four here. He's given up four so far on five hits. Fort Wayne has three errors tonight, while Lansing is error-free with six runs on three hits, but one a grand slam. 1-1 pitch. Reached down over towards second. Malone in front of it on the cut of the dirt. Throws to first in time, and that will do it. So well done after the first three reach and two score. Dicoche able to limit the damage. We're going to head to the last of the fourth. Trivia time coming up. Lansing up 6-4 at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
off to the bottom of the fourth. We roll Lansing in front 6-4 on Lansing Facts and Olive Burger Night at Jackson Field. A packed crowd, one of the biggest this year. Some great crowds at Jackson Field. First pitch, that's Ethan Routson that's checked into the game, and it flies wide to Jacob Wilson, the only man that didn't come up in that lengthy third inning. Pitch, that's in there, strike one. Kind of a sidearm release from Routson. The righty throws home. On the ground, twisted towards second, scooped up by Cedeno. And he throws to first in time. And that'll do it for Jacob Wilson, one out. So that does it for Lizarraga, who goes through three innings. He gives up just three hits all in that third inning, but he surrenders six runs. A 6-4 Lansing lead. First pitch, Daniel Susak takes it twisting inside. Strike one. Five of the runs were earned with three Fort Wayne errors, four walks, no strikeouts. The pitch, shot foul, first base side. And of course, the big one was the grand slam, one of those three hits. Bases loaded, first slam of the season for the Nuts from Aribio Angeles. 0-2 pitch. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. Eating nights produce Grand Slam nights, Jesse, as Grand Slam uniquely names for Denny's and the Grand Slam breakfast. But 1-2, high chopping ball towards third. It's fair. Back on it is Dunn. Long throw to first. The stretch in time for Martorella, and the sun is down for him this time, so no problem snagging it. And there's two outs.
I want to caution you with what you say next, because you are about to walk into a landmine.
Am I?
Yes. You were thinking of the Rheingold Golden Cycle.
Yes.
Yes.
Why is that a landmine?
Because what was the name of the night?
It was Eatapalooza.
It was not.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, it was Purge Night.
That's right.
The pitch? That's inside. One ball, no strikes on Brendan Malone, but still an eating night.
We have to explain why it was called Purge Night, though.
Oh, okay. It was Purge Night because... Pitch? That's in there. Strike one. For a half inning, when they sounded the horn?
Yes.
The entire half inning, the concession stand food was free. 1-1. That's a little bit off the outer edge. Two balls and a strike. 6-4, Lansing leads bottom four. So in the lengthy inning, Rheingold hit the grand slam. The pitch popped up foul. First base side, out of play. So the inning lasted a long time. So everybody got all the food they wanted. Lines were long. And it was a grand slam. That came on the Purge Night. Free food for a half inning. Here, on Olive Burger Night, a grand slam. The pitch, checked it, went around. And that is going to do it here in this fourth inning. It was not very lengthy. We didn't even sneak in trivia time. We'll do that in the fifth when Jesse comes back on play-by-play. Lansing in front 6-4 after 4 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Olive Burgers turned the lefty from Auburn, Jack Owen, for the top of the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Southpaw Owen will take on 9-1 and 2. Mears, Marcy, Salas in the visiting Fort Wayne lineup. Lansing leads 6-4. For Fort Wayne, one in the first, one in the third, and two runs in the fourth inning. For Lansing, on the other hand, one in the bottom of the second, and then five in the last of the third, capped by an Eurybiel Angeles grand slam. Salami time on an Olive Burger kind of night. Well, the lefty Owen deals to the right-handed hitting Joshua Mears. On the first offering, bounces in. One ball, no strikes. Owen replaces the Lansing starter, the righty, Jose DiCuccia. Ground ball up the third base side. Nifty backhand. Anales throws across one hop. In time to Batista Jr. It's Eurybiel's night. Start on your scorecard. One gone in the fifth. Now the center fielder, Jacob Marcy. In the first inning, a home run. In the third inning, a walk, a steal, and a second run scored for Marcy. Left-handed batter. One out, nobody on. The southpaw's pitch. Line drive right field. Colby Thomas back to make the catch, approaching the track. And there's two gone. Adam did promise you some trivia here in this top of the fifth inning.
I sure did, Jesse.
Adam keeps his promises.
That's right. I want to know how many years has the Olive Burger been around?
Oh.
How many years?
It's older than the Lansing Lugnuts.
Yeah.
Ethan Salas is the batter. That he takes. Just a little low. Maybe a little away. Ball one.
By a good amount.
Okay. Jake Oldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. The pitch. Salas punches it on the ground, down toward third. Anales charges, grabs, throws. He's out at first. A snow cone from Batista Jr. with the scoop. They gave it to him. Then the ball fell out. Forget about it. Eurybiel Anales put his stamp on the top of the fifth. Perfect for Jack Owen. Halfway to the house. To the bottom of the fifth, Olive Burgers leading the Tin Caps 6-4 in Lansing.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The man from Crystal Lake, Illinois, the sidewinding right-hander Ethan Routson back to the hill for the bottom of the fifth inning. Worked a 1-2-3 fourth against the 2-3-4 hitters in the Lansing order. Now we'll take on the Olive Burgers, Junior Perez, Colby Thomas, and Clark Elliott, 5-6-7. Olive Burgers leading 6-4 over Fort Wayne. Routson gets his sign from the 17-year-old catcher Salas. Lets it fly. Junior Perez lays down a bunt, trickling foul third base way. Strike one. Junior's been up to his old ways. That is, he's 1-for-2. RBI double, run scored. Continuing to impact the game. The batting average is now at 240. I want you to keep in mind, This man had 5 hits in his first 60 at-bats this year. And since then, he is now hitting 72 for 261. And I'll do the math for you. That's a batting average of 276. I put together his numbers over the course of the year. April 089, May 238, June 256, July 262, August 344. Batting average entering play. A 1. Maybe a little up. 1 ball, 1 strike on the Lugnuts, or today, the Olive Burgers center fielder. Rods and readies. Offers. The slider fouled back. Strike 2. Junior Perez goes for a walk. The sun is set, so the field is in shadow. However, the sky is still light enough here in Lansing, Michigan. It is 8:30 in the Eastern time zone. Lights are on. We have not needed to take full effect. A 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. A slider is grounded up the third base side, but foul. It eluded the sliding Dunn. Cat holds, though, 1-ball and 2-strikes.
I have good news. Although the sun has gone down, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar?
Yes. I don't know the next line.
Okay.
I wish I had it.
When you're stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, you can stick out your chin and grin and say the 1-2 pitch from Ethan Routson. Chased and missed, down and away, got him swinging. One out, last of the fifth inning.
Tomorrow.
I'll love you.
Tomorrow. You're only a day away.
The Lansing Olive Burgers are leading 6-4. Up at the AA level, Jack Weisenberger. You like that segue?
I do.
The opener for the Midland Rockhounds. They're up 2-0. A home run for Max Muncy. Colby Thomas takes a count strike in the outside corner. It's 2-0 Rockhounds leading the Travs. Jack Winkler a single and a run scored. Caden Trenkel a single. Casey Yamauchi the RBI. Slider up. 1-ball, 1-strike. I just did get a message from my mom saying that she is now singing along with you, Adam.
Let's go.
One ball and one strike. Ethan Routson against Colby Thomas. One out, nobody on. Last of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Chased and missed. Down and away. That devastating Routson slider. Welcome. If anyone would like some water, we've got some water in the mini fridge. Good to have company. Slider outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
It looks like they have plenty of beverages in hand.
Yeah, we've heard that it's crowded out there. Okay. Welcome out of the zoo. Ground ball hopping towards short. Grabbed by the shortstop. Pichardo fires to first. And the stretch of the bag by Martorella. Thomas is out number 2. Clark Elliott is coming up next. Ethan Routson so far 5 up and 5 down. It is the policy of Adam Jackson to keep an open door.
That's right. Always.
6-4 Olive Burgers on a massive night. On the first pitch called, a strike to Clark Elliott. Walked in the second inning, stranded at third. Walked in the third inning. He scored with Colby Thomas and Junior Perez on the grand slam by Angeles. Bouncing's pitch. Tried to go backdoor and missed off the outside corner. Ball 1. Talking about that Midland Rockhounds game, so Jack Weisenberger opened. So good to have him healthy. Michigan Wolverine, 2 strikeouts. Backdoor slider, called a strike. To the, well, fellow Michigan Wolverine, Clark Elliott. Jack Perkins is now in pitching for the Rockhounds. He has 1 perfect inning and 1 strikeout. That's in AA, AAA Las Vegas. They'll be playing a little bit later on against Sacramento. The Oakland Athletics are idle at the major league level today. The pitch, slider down and in, and almost caught the back foot. Bring up the A's because we are getting all set for our next Lansing Lugnut Major League debut.
Come on, man. Another guy that was here in Lansing last year is about to debut for Oakland.
2-2. Up and in. Nearly struck the elbow. Count is full. Lawrence Butler. The lawman. called up by the Oakland A's. He was a lug nut at the end of 2021, then last year, and now this year in the show. Outside corner, strike three called, Elliott down. Brodson strikes out his second of the frame, his third overall in two perfect innings. And he sends us to the sixth. It's 6-4 Olive Burgers, leading in Lansing, Michigan over Fort Wayne.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we head into the top of the sixth inning, it's a 6-4 Olive Burgers lead. Lefty Jack Owen back to work, lets it fly. And Nerwillian Cedeno takes the breaking ball down and in. Did he go on appeal? He did not. Ball one. Nerwillian, spelled exactly as you'd expect. Use it in a sentence. Nerwillian swings and lashes it deep down the left field line. It's foul. Up into the fly, Lansing first clots a lounge. Nerwillian Cedeno, among the top prospects in the San Diego Padres system, number 11 according to MLB Pipeline. He's in good company here on this Tin Cap squad. Switch hitter batting right, Owens pitch. Went around too far on the fastball up, strike two. I mean, the Padres prospects on this Tin Cap team, Ethan Salas, who bats ahead of him in the order, number two. The starting pitcher on Tuesday, Robbie Snelling, number four. Victor Lizarraga, tonight's starting pitcher, number 7. Then you reach Cedeno at number 11. The 9-hitter Mears, number 13. Owen winds and throws. A ground ball hit toward short. Wilson backhands, plants, fires, out at first base. One prospect dispatching another.
I was about to say, there's a pretty good prospect right there, especially defensively. There's some good players on both these teams, and no surprise. I mean, you've only had 8 hits, but 10 runs combined scored. You had a high-scoring game yesterday. Some big-time swings in this series.
Speaking of that, here's Graham Pauly. Pauly, who hit a grand slam yesterday. Lefty deals to lefty. Owens off the outside corner. 1-0, no strikes.
I got something bad to admit here.
Are you sure you want to admit it?
Yeah, I got to do it.
Here's the toss. The breaking ball curls inside.
I realize why the Graham cracker is in the mouth and not just a regular cracker.
Holly want a Graham cracker.
His first name's Graham.
It's a parrot up there on the video board with a Graham cracker. Here's the pitch. And that's at the knees for a called strike. So let me take you behind the curtain. Terry Alpert in charge of production. Always loves to ready at least one image up there on the video board to surprise the opposition. Pauly swings and misses the slow breaker. So for this series, Terry had readied it for Colton Bender, the catcher. Can you guess what he's got up there for Bender? But Colton Bender has not played yet in the series.
Oh, he's got the airbender. No?
He does not.
Okay, I tried.
And a guess is for Bender. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's not the Breakfast Club either. Ball got away in the Lansing pen. It's Christian Fernandez, the right-hander, getting loose. I think it's the robot from Futurama.
Okay.
I think that's what he's got. 2-2 off the outside corner. Count is full.
You know me, Jesse. I was so fascinated by the bird, the parrot.
Yes. The parrot, by the way, is wearing a Fort Wayne Tin Caps baseball cap. Pauly grounds it sharply, foul up the right side. Bases umpire Wasson right on hand.
Pauly won a double with that type of swing.
Graham Pauly has arrived here in the Midwest League, and he has impacted things. 19 extra base hits, just 35 games. 1-for-2 with a single today. Here's Owen's toss. Tied him up inside, and he fouled it off. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth, 6-4, Fort Wayne trailing Lansing. And there, if you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV.
Oh, so beautiful.
There's your image. Adam, the bird lover. We had the morning dove earlier this year. We've got the parrot for you now.
I love it.
Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. Owen fans him. Down goes Graham Pauly.
I had never heard the term birder until you used it.
And now?
Now it's a part of my vocab. I'm a birder.
Here comes Nathan Martorella. Center fielder Junior Perez is taking steps toward right center. First pitch, breaking ball outside. Martorella walked in the second inning. In the fourth inning, he ripped an RBI double off the top of the right field wall. The pitch. The slow hook in there for a called strike. 71 reads the stadium radar gun.
Jack Owen on a mission tonight. He's looked great.
Here's the 1-1. That's outside. Two outs, nobody on. We've seen Ethan Routson go six up, six down in relief of Lizarraga for Fort Wayne. Olive Burger's up 6-4. Owen's pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, the Owen fastball's in the mid-80s or so, and he chucked it right past Martorella. 2-2. The Auburn Tigers ready to the Cal Golden Bear. Ground ball foul right side. I could also say Californian against Californian. Martorella from Salinas. Jack Owen out of Aliso Viejo. Black Sox up high for Owen. Number 20 on your scorecard with the 2-2. Did not chase up above the letters on the count is full.
Tiger or bear? Who you got?
I got the tiger.
I think I got the bear.
Strike three. Side retired. Martorella thought that he had drawn a walk. The tiger triumphs. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is the Lansing Olive Burgers in the lead, 6-4 tonight over Fort Wayne.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
The Grand Slam Man, A. Ribiel Anales, to lead off the last of the sixth inning. The Lansing Olive Burgers in the lead 6-4 over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the third game of a six-game set. Also day three of a 13-day, 12-game Lansing homestand. Ethan Routson remains on the mound for his third inning of work out of the pen. Righty, righty. Up and inside, ball one. Adelaide is to be followed by Schofield Sam, and then the lineup turns over, and it will be Danny Bautista Jr. Here's the pitch. Yanked it outside. And it's two balls and no strikes, and Angeles. This is when the sky becomes exactly how you like it, Adam. Cotton candy colors. 2-0. Way outside into the backstop with the slider. Three balls, no strikes, and A. Rebiel.
Pretty beautiful. A lot of nights here at Jackson Field.
Summer evening. 3-0 pitch. Front door slider called strike one. Adelaide thought that he had drawn the walk. He has walked 8 times this year. Well, here comes the 3-1. Again, the front door slider. Strike two call.
Confident pitch right there. Seems he goes to it again.
He'd been trying to go away earlier. 3-2. It's the slider chased away. That would have been ball four. As it is, Ratson picks up his 4th strikeout. And there's one gone in the home 6th inning.
Yeah, he teased him. 2 in the zone on the inside corner, and then he went right back to it and lofted it outside, and Angeles couldn't stay off of it.
So now the number 9 hitter, T.J. Schofield-Sam. 6-4 Lansing, thanks to a 5-run 3rd inning. Strike called inside corner, slider to start him. I think that the majority of pitches that Routson throws are sliders, not fastballs. Routson to the plate. Yanked that fastball in and grazed the jersey of Schofield Sam. He is hit by a pitch for the 2nd time today. 1-out base runner for Lansing.
You can't ask for anything better from your 9 hitter. It doesn't matter how you get on base. You just got to get on base and flip the lineup card over, and he's done that. 2 HBPs, as you mentioned. He had a base hit in his other at bat. You send it back to the top of this order, which has been pretty darn good of late.
Danny Bautista Jr. looks for his first hit of the game. A 6-4 Olive Berger lead. Righty, righty, 1-on-1 out. He takes a called strike from Routson. Coming into play today, Routson had a 4.79 ERA. 47 innings, averaging over a hit per inning. League batting .272 against him. Lets it fly. Hit in the air out to center field. Back goes Jacob Marcy. He has an easy play to his left. Well, the one-hand snag. Back to first, Schofield Sam. 2 gone. Today in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history, I want to go back to August the 10th, 2019. Adam, you remember this game, Lugnuts at the Dayton Dragons? Miles Gordon in the 6th inning, triple. That was Dayton's only base runner of the ball game. 6-0 Lugnuts win. A triple away from a perfect game. The pitch to Jacob Wilson. Inside ball one. Yesterday, Michael Lorenzen in his Philadelphia Phillies home debut, no hitting the Washington Nationals. Righty, righty. The pitch to Wilson. Bends outside. On that occasion, 4 years ago, it was Troy Watson. 7 innings, 4 strikeouts. Will McCaffer, a perfect 8th. Cree Finfrock, a perfect 9th.
Cree.
There has been no perfect game thrown by Lugnuts pitchers in franchise history. This pitch is down and away. 3 balls, no strikes on Jacob Wilson.
Michael Lorenzen, by the way, just the 5th pitcher to throw a no-hitter in his first home game with a franchise.
Wild. There were so many stats that came out of it. Wilson takes a ball outside, and it's a 4-pitch walk for the shortstop. Schofield Sam up to 2nd. Wilson aboard at first base.
The biggest and best stat might be, if you want to do something miraculous as a pitcher, go to the Detroit Tigers organization and then leave. As sad as that is to stay here in the state of Michigan.
I saw another stat. Did you see the Fullerton Union High School stat?
I did not see that one.
Okay, let me give this to you. As Daniel Susak takes a called strike one. There have been 4 pitchers in Major League Baseball history out of Fullerton Union High School. Walter Johnson, Michael Lorenzen, Steve Busby, Mike Warren. All 4 have tossed a Major League no-hitter.
Wow.
Susak chases and misses the slider low and away. And we're talking, Walter Johnson was 1920. Mike Warren was 83, Steve Busby was 74, and Michael Lorenzen was yesterday. 4 guys admitted from the high school to the show. All 4 tossed a no-no.
My goodness.
Yeah. 0-2. Way outside. A ball at two strikes on Susak. First no-hitter tossed against the Washington Nationals since they became the Nationals, moving from Montreal.
Mm.
Remember, it had been... It was the last team to get no hit. Well, yes. It was the A's, then it was the Nets. Rodson resets on the rubber.
And here they get no hit in order, right? The A's were the last to get no hit before yesterday's game.
Quick, check to see which Major League team is coming next.
I know, right? They're on the books.
Yeah, it's kind of like a final destination, working your way down the line. 2-1, 2 out, the pitch. Susak takes ball 2 away.
The final countdown.
Six to four Olive Burgers. Chance here for Lansing. Schofield Sam at second. Jacob Wilson at first, two outs. And Ethan Routson readies. Brings it. Susak rounds it through the left side. Base hit left field. Schofield Sam around third. The left fielder Fabian's throw up the line right through the catcher past Routson. Schofield Sam is in and the other runners move up. Wilson to third. Susak to second. 7-4 Olive Burgers. RBI single Daniel Susak, and then the throwing error.
Well, that's just what he does, right? I mean, great to have him back off the IL after an eight-day stint, and here he is getting on base for a second time and driving in runs and helping get the momentum back on Lansing's side in the offensive column. They hadn't scored since that five-run third. They had given up two runs in the fourth, but now have grabbed a three-run advantage again.
And Jonathan Matthews, the Fort Wayne manager, is out to the mound. Boy, Ethan Routson had pitched so well. Seven up, seven down, four strikeouts. He hit Schofield Sam. He got Danny Bautista Jr. on the flyout. But then Jacob Wilson walked at Daniel Susak after falling behind strike one, strike two, singles into left field. Routson is out of the ballgame.
Routson is outson.
By the way, the throwing error on Albert Fabian, that's the fourth error of the ballgame on Fort Wayne.
Mm.
Tin Caps won the first two games of this series. They won the opener in a highly well-pitched game, beating Lansing 3-2. And then yesterday, they were down 5-2 before scoring seven runs in the sixth inning and triumphing 9-5. They're down right now in the bottom of the sixth inning by 3-7-4. With two outs and runners at second and third, they've called upon the right-hander from Westchester, PA, Adam Smith. Smith comes in 0-1 with a 6.9 ERA in 30 innings, 34 hits, and 28 runs allowed, 23 of those earned runs. He has walked 16, he struck out 23. And the league batting 283 against the 14th router 2 years ago from UNC Wilmington. Coming up for Lansing, the cleanup hitter Brennan Malone, looking to get all the more comfortable. We would say two ducks on the pond. Today, do we say two Olive Burgers on the grill?
Yes, that works perfect.
So Adam Smith against Brennan Malone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Susak steps away from second. Wilson away from third. Last 2 years of Athletics first rounders. And the sixth rounder from last year, Malone, waits. First pitch, taking low. Ball one. I anticipate, Adam, that when you retake the call of the game in the seventh inning, we'll see Christian Fernandez replacing Jack Owen on the hill. How about Owen going two perfect innings? Pitch is on its way. Sky out to right field and shallow. Second baseman Cedeno out, called off. Joshua Mears in for the grab. Inning over. Smith strands the two runners. We go to the seventh. For the Lansing Olive Burgers, one hit batter, one walk, one error, one run came in. and they lead 7-4 to the seventh with Adam Jaxa on for the call when we return.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, you know, that Jesse Goldberg-Strassler guy is pretty smart. He is correct. Christian Fernandez does come back out to start the seventh inning. Lansing in front 7-4 on 8-10-23. That is August 10th, 2023. They've led thanks to the five-run third and just tacked on one more in the sixth. So here is Christian Fernandez against the righty Lucas Dunn. First pitch down low, ball one to Dunn. Nuts trying to win their first game of this series. Next pitch, up high, two balls, no strikes. So Fernandez takes over for Jack Owen, who took over for Jose DiCochea. Four half innings with runs tonight for Fort Wayne. The pitch home, kick back off the netting, and it's 2-1. For Fernandez, 6'3", 235-pound, 23-year-old from Venezuela. Came over in that trade with Tampa Bay last year. The pitch. It's down low, skips off the dirt, and it's 3-1. Owen was excellent. He was perfect through two innings with two strikeouts. DiCochea allowed the three runs in his final two innings after giving up the solo shot in the first to lead off the game to Jacob Marcy. 3-1. Popped up behind home plate. Up into the blue sky, backing out of play. That one goes off. Couple of chair backs down there, and a young fan raises the ball up in his left hand. 3-2. Breaker inside, ball four, and Lucas Dunn, the leadoff man, is on here to open up this seventh inning. It's a buzzing crowd tonight, enjoying some baseball. We've cooled off a little bit as we are pushing, coming up on the 2 hour mark. Started this one at 78 degrees, we dipped to 73. Not a cloud in the sky to start tonight. Sun has since gone under. Albert Fabian from the left side against the righty Fernandez. The pitch home. Shot out, up in the air to left. Coming in is Elliott. He has time and room to make the catch. One pitch. There's the first out. Induced by Christian Fernandez. We will be back tomorrow. It is superhero night, as the Lugnuts will assemble together for a Defenders of the Diamond Night, a tribute to Marvel. So they'll have specialty uniforms tomorrow as well. Here's Grafine Pichardo, ready on ready, the pitch home. Popped up right field, not deep, going back is second baseman Malone, and Thomas trying to find it there last second, does, dives forward and he makes the catch. Oh my, he didn't have any idea where it was until the last second, and that's why Malone was charging out there, and Malone helped him find the baseball, but it still took a dive from Thomas to get that second out. So a tricky night tonight at Jackson Field. He had to worry about the sun, and of course, that can really hinder those throws over to first base earlier in the game. And the lights now. There goes the runner to second, swing and a miss. Throw down to second is high from Susak, and in with the swipe is Lucas Dunn. So 0-1 on Joshua Mears, the nine hitter. This is the guy you want to try and get. You got to be careful you don't let him get a hold of one with eight home runs, but the average sits just over .150. 7-4 nuts in the top of the seventh. Two outs, runner at second. Righty on righty. Fernandez kicks and throws. Slider outside. 1-1. Fernandez trying to keep this a three-run lead. Fastball, curve, change, and a slider for Fernandez. The righty deals. Up high outside, throw back to second, and it's caught behind second by Malone. Tag is late, though, on Dunn. That's a good throw, though, from the knees from Daniel Susak.
Arm strength showcase.
Yeah, I'd say so. In the arms race, Daniel Susak got to be at the top. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice change of pace right there, 2-2.
In an arms race, is it good to be ahead?
That's a good point. I don't know. But in this case, yes. Two-two pitch. Fastball, a little bit up, maybe a touch inside. Mears tonight, 0-2. Struck out looking in the third, and then a great play by Eurybe Alanjales robbed him of an infield single in the fifth. 7-4 Lansing in the top of the seventh. Game 3 of 6 this week against Fort Wayne. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with that slider. Great pitch from Christian Fernandez. And we are through 6.5. Lansing leads 7-4 at Jackson Field. To the bottom of the seventh, we march on. Lansing in front, 7-4. As they continue on against Adam Smith here, it'll be Junior Perez, Colby Thomas, and Clark Elliott. 4, 5, 6, and 7. 8 home runs this year for Perez. The pitch. Fastball. Outside corner. Strike one. We will also get you the answer to that trivia question we asked you back in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss from Perez, 0-2. Boy, what an atmosphere tonight. You hear that crowd buzzing. They have been excellent all evening long. 0-2 pitch. Hard hit down the third base side, caught by Dunn as he lunges into foul territory to rob Perez of another double. One down in the seventh. All right, so back in that fifth inning, as mentioned, we wanted to give you a little Olive Burger twist to trivia and asked you how long the Olive Burger has been around. Here's Colby Thomas from the right side. Smith kicks and throws. Low and outside, ball one. 7-4 Nuts, bottom seven, base is clear, one away. One-oh pitch. Hard hit right at the shortstop, picked clean by Pichardo, throws to first, and it's snatched by Martorello. Oh my goodness, what a play right there by Pichardo.
Both of the balls put into play here in the bottom half of this seventh inning have been stung at fine defense by the left side of the infield.
Yeah, Pichardo threw a rocket too to Martorella, and he was able to grab it. Two outs, here comes Clark Elliott. Righty on lefty, here's the pitch. That's outside, ball one. Well, did we get any tries tonight on how long the Olive Burger has been around?
You bet we did. And there are some key indications of some copying and pasting going on.
Uh-oh. The pitch? That's in there, strike one. What do you got?
Marcia Bullard writes, 1967, Olympic Broil. Still around on Grand River Avenue near Willow.
The pitch. Popped out to left field. Coming over is Fabian. In fair territory, makes the catch. 1-2. Yes, that's one, but actually, it's 1923, 100 years, because they claim the first one was at Weston's QP right here on Washington Square. So, there you go. 100 years even, Olive Burger night to celebrate. We will head to the eighth. Lansing trying to continue celebrating up 7-4.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
March on to the top of the eighth inning. Lansing leading 7-4 here. The Olive Burgers tonight against the Tin Caps. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a beautiful night for baseball. And it's 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. Certainly a regular crowd has shuffled in to enjoy this one. All right, Jacob Marcy leads things off. The former Chippewa steps in from the left side. And the first pitch. That's inside, and that nicks him. And he'll take his base. So another night where Marcy is able to reach at least 3 times. A home run, a walk, and now an HBP at the top of the car. And that's exactly what you want from your leadoff man, getting on base. There have not been easy half innings for Lansing in terms of no base runners in most of this game. Just a couple of innings when Jack Owen was in. But since then, there's been base runners in every other half inning. Here's the lefty, Ethan Salas. Pitch home. On the outside corner, strike one. Lansing 7, Fort Wayne 4, here in Michigan State Capitol. Halfway through the series after tonight. throw back to first, and Bautista swipes the tag late on Marcy, who stole a bag earlier in this game, coming up on 40 steals this year. Takes a lot longer to get halfway through a six-game set than it did to watch Joey Chestnut chew through half of an Olive Burger earlier before this game. 0-1 pitch. There goes Marcy to second. The throw is down low, and no throw from Susak to second base. It's another steal for Jacob Marcy, his second. He is a pest at the top of this order. ...39 swipes and 48 tries this year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Yes, a Lansing Facts night, Olive Burger night, and the world's greatest eater, Joey Chestnut, before the game, raced the Olive Burger champ from the Olive Burger Festival we had here in Lansing just a couple of months ago. Joey Chestnut ate 18 in 5 minutes. The pitch kicked back off the mask of Daniel Susak.
Did you have any expectations? Because down below, we were trying to guess how many burgers he would reach.
I remember earlier this week, you and I on extra innings set the over-under at, what, 30? I mean, how can you not be ambitious with the way that this guy eats?
Olive burgers are large.
So is Joey Chestnut's stomach. 1-2. Up high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
And yet the man's metabolism. Amazing.
It was fascinating to watch. I mean, his body was like, it's almost like he was shaking it, like to rev it up and continue on throughout. 2-2. That's outside. I want to correct you. It was 13 Olive Burgers.
Okay.
Not 18. My apologies. On Lansing Facts Night, we have to get the facts correct. Thank you, production team, to our left. 3-2 pitch. Hard hit, foul. First base side, and look out. I'm up towards the concourse. 13 of those, but yeah, I mean, packed with mayonnaise. You gotta eat both buns, obviously, get the burger down. In front of the crowd as well, cheering you on.
They're developed a big-time sports talk show conversation. How much of an athlete is he?
3-2 pitch. Popped up foul, out of play.
So my question is, what kind of training goes into being the world's greatest eater?
You know, they have all these great documentaries on what seems like former sports players that are coming out regularly right now on Netflix. Where is the Joey Chestnut doc?
Not yet.
Yeah, he's still got more in him. He's only 39. 3-2 pitch. There goes Marcy to third. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third, and it's late. Steal number 40 for Jacob Marcy. It is a strikeout of Salas, the first out in the eighth inning. Jacob Marcy continues on. A home run tonight, a walk, and then a steal in the third, and now an HBP and two steals to give him an even 40 on the season in 49 attempts. You can't imagine he is going to be in Fort Wayne much longer. He may have him finish the season here or potentially promote him up late, but either way, he is having a fine season for the Tin Caps. Don Chulzy going to march out there and visit with Christian Fernandez. 7-4, Lugnuts leading in the top of the eighth.
It's funny you say that, Adam, because this is that time of year when I think a major league team looks down at each of its affiliates and they say, who do we want to pursue a championship? Who clinched the playoff berth in the first half? Who has a chance to clinch it here in the second half? Which teams do we want to load up? Which teams do we want to have them go for it? Being on the road, the Lugnuts just played at Cedar Rapids, and it seemed clear to me the Minnesota Twins are loading up that Colonels team for a postseason run. They clinched a first half berth. They want to capture a Midwest League championship. I'm curious what kind of decisions the Padres make that will affect Fort Wayne down the road.
Here's Nwillian Cedeno from the left side. One out, runner at third. Pitch home. Up high outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Well, it's been a minute for Fort Wayne. 2009, their only league title. I have won the division three times, 2012 and 2017, as well as 09. The pitch, hard hit, foul, first base side, and a great block by Brock Whittlesey, who's out there in front of Pedro Santos, who's warming up in the bullpen. He snatched that one. One ball, one strike now on Cedeno.
That 2009 Fort Wayne Tin Caps team, their first year playing as the Tin Caps after being the Wizards, they were exceptional.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase that one outside. 1-2. And since it's been a while, West Michigan has won more recently in the East Division. So does Great Lakes. A while for the Lugnuts, too. You go back to the early 2000s since they've snatched one. 1-2 pitch. Up high, two balls, two strikes.
Well, they just had the interesting promotion of the 17-year-old Salas in here to Fort Wayne. So that should help out the Tin Caps. But a level above them, Double-A San Antonio, clinched the first half Texas League South Division title. They're in.
2-2. Breaking ball is outside, three balls, two strikes.
If Fort Wayne doesn't win the second half East Division title, I think we start to see these Tin Caps go up to help out San Antonio.
Yeah, why not? But you also understand, go for the win here. They are playing well in this second half. 22-16 on their second half record. 3-2 pitch. Kick back, foul. That is coming in hot off the ribbon board. And back down, a great grab off the carom. Looks like mom stood up, caught the ball, and hands it off to her son. That is pretty cool. Three-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Foul tipped into the glove, and Susak held on. Back-to-back K's of Salish and Cedeno for Fernandez. His second and third strikeouts. Now he's an out away from getting out of this mini jam with Graham Pauly coming up. Lansing leading 7-4 in the top of the eighth, four outs away from a victory. Jacob Marcy, 90 feet away from the Tin Caps' fifth run. Pitch home. Up high outside, ball one. Lansing trying to win their first game this week against Fort Wayne after dropping a couple yesterday, 9-5, and Tuesday night, 3-2. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit out to right field. This is trouble if it's fair. Heading out of here, but gone. Foul. Into the passing traffic. As that goes over, it looked like across the street. That ball was rocketed.
Gone is right.
But gone just a little bit too far to the right. Instead of a one-run game, it remains a three-run game for now. One ball, one strike on Pauly. 13 homers this year. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Outer fastball, 1-2. Pauly tonight, a base hit, sandwiched in between two strikeouts. Infield straight up defensively. Deep, ready for a ground ball. The pitch home. Up high outside, two balls, two strikes. Nathan Martorella waits on deck. This crowd, by the way, has stuck around. This has been a lengthier game, up over 2 hours. A lot of offense, a lot of lengthy half innings, 11 runs, just 9 hits, and a lot of action. They've stayed put. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball drops in perfectly. Strike three. Fernandez strikes out the side after hitting Jacob Marcy with the first pitch of this eighth inning. Let's head to the last of the eighth. Lansing leading 7-4.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water. mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing trying to add to their lead, up 7-4 at Jackson Field. Aribio Angeles leads off. He had a grand slam earlier tonight. The first pitch, Adam Smith shoots it in low and inside. It's the first grand slam of the year for the Lansing Lugnuts, and their first since last September as a franchise. 1-0 pitch. On the ground, twisting right at the second baseman. On the fringe of the grass, Cedeno over to first. 1-0. So now it's TJ Schofield Sam. Seven to four nuts, bottom eight. Lugnuts three outs away from getting a game closer in this series. Righty on lefty. Pitch one. On the ground, that one sent up the middle and past Cedeno into center field. Base hit, Schofield Sam. He has reached all four plate appearances tonight. Two singles, two HBPs. What an evening for the nine-hitter. Cedeno had literally, right before he swung, taken a couple of steps to his left to take him out of potentially getting that ball and out of range. So now it's Danny Bautista Jr., number 29, in that green Olive Burger uni. The maroonish red sleeves. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. 7-4 nuts, bottom eight. We had to run a poll tonight to check in with the people. The 0-1 pitch. Shot foul, first base side. Sometimes social media can be good, Jesse. I know what you're thinking. And in this case,
yes.
I posed the question on Instagram to the people, do you like Olive Burgers? Wanted to know what they thought. Because I've never had one. Jesse's never had one. 0-2. On the ground, twisting foul, third base side. Remains no balls and two strikes. And we gave some options here. So you can select yes, no, never had one, never heard of them. So here's what we got for the responses. Actually, first off, we'll make Jesse guess. There's a throw back to first, the tag. Ooh, it's in time. And that gets TJ Schofield Sam leaning for the second out. What do you think? Do you think most people... do you think that they had had them, they'd never heard of them?
I think your people would say that they have not heard of it.
My people?
Your people.
Is that like an attacking comment?
It was not an attack.
Okay.
The answer is?
Yes. The correct and most response is never had one.
Ah.
The pitch. Here's a chopper in front of the mound. Picked up by Smith. Throws to first, and it's in time. And that is going to do it for Danny Bautista and... tonight, the Olive Burgers. So, yes, if you haven't heard of them, they are from Lansing, and you should give them a try. We will head to the ninth inning. Lansing three outs away from a victory. They're up 7-4 here at Jackson Field.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It has been a running theme that when Lansing plays in a special uniform in front of a rocking crowd, the hometown squad triumphs. As we go to the ninth inning, the Olive Burgers 7, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 4. On the mound for Lansing, the 6'5 right-hander out of Trinidad, Cuba, Pedro Santos, takes over for Christian Fernandez. Nathan Martorello opens up the ninth inning. Righty deals to lefty. The power hitter swings and serves it up and foul. Off the left side and down with a high hop up onto the concourse. Strike one. Martorella, Dunn, Fabian. 5-6-7 and the Fort Wayne starting nine. Santos brings it. Fastball up. One ball and one strike. So Christian Fernandez goes two scoreless innings. He walks one, he hits one, but no base hits, no runs. He struck out four, including the last three he faced. The break even. Fastball high again. Two balls and one strike on Martorella. A walk, an RBI double, and a strikeout looking. Officially one for two. Santos agrees to a sign. A 2-1. Head in the air deep down the left field line. Off toward the corner, Clark Elliott. That ball takes a bounce. It's fair. It drops in the corner. Elliott goes to pick it up. Martorella scoots into second base. A stand-up leadoff double. That is the way that the ninth inning opens.
Well, you could just admire that one for how long it hung up in the air. It took forever to come down. And good job by Clark Elliott to get it back in as quick as he could. That nearly was a home run. Big-time swing right there from Martorella.
Second double of the game. 23rd of the year. Martorella in a scoring position to bring up Lucas Dunn and Albert Fabian, now the potential game-tying run in the on-deck circle. 7-4 Lansing. First pitch. Fastball high for ball one. Now, Lucas Dunn today is grounded into a double play. He has delivered a sac fly, he has walked, he has stolen a base, he's been stranded. So he's officially 0 for 1. Four runs, six hits, four errors for Fort Wayne. Seven runs, only five hits, and no errors for Lansing. Santos misses low and away, two balls and no strikes. Adam, you've commented a couple of times on just how few hits there have been in this game. The hits that there have been have counted for each of these squads.
Yeah, a lot of extra base hits, and there's been a lot of base runners despite there not being a lot of hits tonight.
I mean, there have been hit batters. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike one for Dunn.
Almost feel like there's been more hit batters than there have been hits.
TJ Schofield Sam has been plunked twice.
Those pitchers, the real hamburglers tonight.
A 2-1. Fouled off into the screen. Two balls, two strikes on Dunn. Santos comes in. 17 strikeouts in 11 and two-thirds innings. He has only allowed now four base hits with that Martorella double. Lee came in hitting .079 against him. He readies. He rears back and fires. Fouled off into the screen. Fabian waits in the wings. Second baseman Malone is up the middle. The set, And the pitch. Off the outside corner. Now the count is full. Three more games to go in this series after this one. Defenders of the Diamond Night tomorrow. NAFCU postgame fireworks. Payoff. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the inside corner. Lucas Dunn is unconvinced. 18th strikeout in 12 innings worked for Santos, and that was filthy.
Great pitch right there to get that first out. Well done.
3-2, Adam. Now Santos against Albert Fabian. Number 7 hitter in the order. A native of Santiago, Dominican Republic. Fabian is 0-3. First pitch. Broken bat looper, left side and fading foul. Falls behind the manager and third base coach Matthews. Catcher Susak, third baseman Anales closest to it. As it is, strike one. And bat number 2 is coming up for Fabian. I love that that bat was personally delivered to him. It was Carlos Luis who played yesterday, not playing today. He came immediately out of the dugout with a new piece of lumber. No balls, one strike, the count. Lansing is 2 outs away from a 7-4 victory. I mentioned LAFCU fireworks tomorrow. Go to LansingLugNuts.com. Get your tickets. LAFCU fireworks Saturday, too. Santos is 0-1. Fastball waved at and missed. Nothing in 2. That Santos fastball is usually 95, 96 miles per hour. The big righty gets the sign and comes set. Here it is. It's the curveball, but it hooked low. Picked up off the short hop by Susan. 1-2. A night that began with Joey Chestnut setting the Olive Burger 5-minute eating record. Lansing wants to end it with a W. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fabian.
Well, it's been a great game so far tonight by these Olive Burgers playing tough in those specialty uniforms as they typically do. 26 down, 1 to go.
Perhaps that one is the man who hit the 3-run homer yesterday, Kervin Pichardo, but he's 0-3 today. Righty to righty. Fastball rides up and in. 1-0 on the Fort Wayne shortstop. He has really played fine defense as well. Adam, remember when he made that play on the Colby Thomas one-hopper? That was 105 off the bat.
Wow.
2 outs top of the 9th. 7-4 Lansing. Santos with the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Cutter. Ball and a strike.
That play at shortstop, too, that was like a swooping motion, too, to come up with it. It was a tremendous play.
Acquired via trade with the Philadelphia Phillies last year out of the Bronx. The pitch to Pichardo. Inside. I can see why Fort Wayne has played such great baseball, right? You look at the top of the order, how well Jacob Marcy is playing. Graham Pauly, Nathan Martorella, explosive power hitters in the middle. Santos trying to finish off the tail end. Let's fly the 2-1. Just a little below the knees. 3-0.
Well, this is going to be dramatic. One of the biggest home run hitters waiting on deck, and you have the tying run also potentially waiting on deck here.
Time granted to Pichardo. Now back in. Center fielder Perez shaded to right center.
Here's Santos, Jesse. You got to find a way. Go right after Pichardo here.
Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss. You think he might have chased ball 4 there.
Oh, no question. That's the high heat, though. Tough to lay off of, and you can understand on a hitter's count, he's trying to make a play.
Well, One strike away. Payoff. Got him swinging. This ball game is over. Olive Burgers win 7-4. In the top of the eighth inning, Jacob Marcy reached base, and then Christian Fernandez struck out Salas, Cedeno, and Pauly. In the ninth inning, Nathan Martorella doubled, and Pedro Santos struck out Dunn, Fabian, and Pichardo, and that put this game on ice.
Well done by the Olive Burgers tonight, and Lansing, most importantly, gets their first win of the series. They get down early, they fight back. The big five-run third is the difference. And it comes with a grand slam, the first one this season, and off the bat of Aribil Angeles, and then great jump by the pitchers. Back end here to hold on, and Lansing comes up with a victory.
Your final totals, therefore, for the victorious Lansing Olive Burgers, who are now 15-24, 45-58 for the year. The Olive Burgers score 7 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on. On the other side for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, who fall to 22-17 and 54-51. 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors, 4 runners left on the bases. As you say, Adam, really does come down to one big swing from a former Fort Wayne Tin Cap.
And what have we talked about, right? There have been so many solo shots from Lansing, a team that hasn't hit a ton of home runs this year. I mean, just to pinpoint it, they hadn't had a grand slam this year. You had to go back to last September. So to get kind of empty the bag of frustration with nobody on base, and remember, they lost a 3-2 game on Tuesday because they left the bases loaded with one out, couldn't get any runs home. So Angeles comes up with the bases loaded here. You make them pay, you convert with runners in scoring position, and that's enough to get you your first win of the week.
Tomorrow, Lapcue Fireworks, Defenders of the Diamond. Another big crowd in store, and we'll see the lefty Brady Basso coming off 4 perfect innings in his last outing. He'll take on the lefty Austin Krobe for Fort Wayne. I believe that Jacob Waters is also scheduled to pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're going to need another good pitching performance from both guys to try and hold down this Fort Wayne lineup because they are tough. Again, we only saw 11 combined hits tonight. But we saw some offense, we saw some long at-bats, and that's why this one lasted about 2.5 hours, because there were dialed-in offensive approaches from these batters tonight. So need good pitching again tomorrow, and give yourself a chance to even up the series heading into the weekend.
It didn't quite last 2.5. It lasted 2 hours and 29 minutes. And it was played in front of a crowd of, are you ready? 8,753. Joey Chestnut was here. He lived up to expectations, and so did the ball game.
Yes, indeed. What a night. Great atmosphere. The Lansing fans continue to come out. They've been doing it since 1996, and they have really come out again here in full force in 2023. It's been fun to see. Can't wait to see the crowds and how this team plays in front of them through the next 3 games of this series.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Looking forward to a full Copa weekend. Sugar Skull bobblehead giveaway Saturday and Sunday here at Jackson Field. And then, oh, by the way, Lansing stays home. After a day off on Monday, the Great Lakes Loons come to town next Tuesday through Sunday. This is a full 2-week homestand. Go to LansingLugNuts.com. Get your tickets and join the hubba. Adam, this was a blast.
Yes, it was. And tomorrow, let's see if the Lugnuts can be heroic on a Defender of the Diamond night and continue it. But either way, great crowd tonight, great fun before and during, and these fans, I think, exiting, going home happy. What a show that the Lugnuts put on tonight.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, your final score, the Lansing Olive Burgers 7, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 4. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday night from Michigan State Capitol. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Go Olive Burgers.